So in contrast to the absolutism of the European and Asiatic kingdoms, the philosophical underpinnings of the American constitutional form of government insist upon a commitment to limited government. Without this commitment to limited government, the genius of the American form of government is destabilized and ultimately destroyed, taking with it the very foundation necessary, in my estimation, for the flourishing of civil liberty and a free society.
Who's that a quote of?
That's quoting me. Sorry. I would like to reference somebody else, but would you like to take exception or?
Just wanted to know.
Okay.
That's a worthy quote.
I might take exception later, but for now I'm
okay. Okay. Great. The founding generation of the United States had too much experience with the tyrannical tendency of absolute rulers to deny freedom to their subjects. The founding generation, in seeking to establish a form of self-government for the newly independent United States, chose to embrace a new form of government. It wasn't new in the sense that no one had ever thought of it or that no one had ever practiced it, but quite frankly, the circumstances were fairly unique to have such a significant, sizable population and geographical territory which was able to choose for themselves the form of government they would have. And those who have studied this more than I could talk a lot about all the debates that went into that selection. So it seems to me that profitable question for us to be asking about now is not the ones that are usually asked: is America still a Christian nation, or how can we get America back to its Christian roots, or some other such construction. No, I think the proper question for us to be asking is, how can we, as Orthodox Christians, make use of those elements of American constitutional form of government that are in harmony with, and I'll use the word, Orthodox anthropology, which means understanding of human beings. We'll find that expressed in a document known as Federalist number 51. To paraphrase, if men were angels, there would be no need for government. If angels governed men, there would be no need for limited government. But since we're talking about a government of men by men, we must of necessity limit the power of the governors, lest they tyrannize the governed. The founders were realists in their view of human nature in its fallen condition. Thus, the need for limited government and a system of checks and balances through the separation of the governing powers, in which the self-interest of one branch of government was pitted against another, was done in the pursuit of preserving liberty for all. The opposite of this realistic view is not idealism, but a deception that tends towards the enslavement of the citizenry. It is the path of the tyranny over the few. Tyranny of the few over the many. Much political thought in contemporary America, and I'm not talking about policy again, and I'm not talking about personalities, but much of the ways of thinking, I will name a name, but I'll name somebody who's dead. Woodrow Wilson, the first former President Woodrow Wilson, was the first man with a PhD to become President of the United States. Mm-hmm. He had been president of
Stanford.
Princeton.
Oh, Princeton.
Sorry.
Was at Stanford?
You were at Stanford. Oh. No, he was an East Coaster.
Stamper of the East Coast.
He was quite persuasive. Some people would say not as persuasive as he had hoped to be. With the promotion of a political philosophy known as progressivism. The interesting thing about it was at the time Wilson was a Democrat, Teddy Roosevelt was a Republican, but they were both progressives in their political philosophy. you can say, who cares? Well, only to say that, and even once again, I don't mean to step on anybody's toes, but because we're talking about ideas, not personalities. The political philosophy of progressivism proceeds from the understanding that the Constitution of the United States is a document which is irrelevant to the governance of the United States in contemporary times. And the reason why it's irrelevant is not because it's bad, but because it sort of hamstrings those whose job it is to govern the country. And that, to use Wilson's own words, it is inefficient. It's an inefficient. The constitutional limited form of government is inefficient and therefore ineffective to the ruling of a, or governing, excuse me for that Freudian slip, the governing of a modern country such as the United States. Combined with that goes a different understanding of human nature, which says that unlike the founding generation, which although you'll hear people say this, you hear both, right? You hear, okay, they were Christian. You hear, no, they were deists. If you know what that means, it means they believed in God, but they weren't actually, they didn't believe in a particular kind of God. So like, God was the great toy maker who wound up the toy and set it loose and then walked away. Which is not the Christian understanding, because why did Jesus come and die if that's the case? But anyway, the reality, if you study and read concerning this founding generation, there were indeed deists among them, but it was a very small minority, and most of them were people. Obviously, I can't think of a single Orthodox person, but Mother Nectaria probably could. I think she even had an article and wrote to Emmaus about it. Some Orthodox guy was here at that time. But they were believing Christians. And the one thing you might say, well, they had all different sorts of points of view. Someone was mentioning the Puritan element, and I don't use that word pejoratively, but just simply historically, those Protestants of a particular, who came from a particular part of the world. But the one thing that the majority of the founding generation agreed upon was that human nature is fallen. And this is where, Federalist 51, which is written by James Madison, this is where he's coming from, is the notion that if men were ruled by angels, we wouldn't need a government. Or if men were angels, we wouldn't need a government. If we were ruled by angels, we wouldn't need a limited government. But because it's a government of men by men, then we have to have limited powers delegated to that government, lest there be a tyranny of the few over the many. That's not me saying that. That was James Madison. But I do agree with it. I do agree with it. Because even the best of us, given the opportunity and the proper circumstances, will find it almost impossible to deny self-interest and put others first.